All right, here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Trade Talk, I'm with Greg Krissick, who's with ICM. And Greg, we're going to chat a little bit about a big announcement that was made this week for a new ethanol organization called Growth Energy. Tell me about it.
Well, several ethanol producers have banded together to work on some of the issues that we think are most pressing in front of our industry and our needs to help with our viability into the future. And ethanol is a biofuel that's here and now providing real benefits in the United States. EPIC, Ethanol Promotion Information Council's most recent research this week shows, again, the vast majority of Americans believe that biofuels is the one solution that can help us address our energy dependence issues. But in the process, Growth Energy is going to, who has very many similar members as EPIC, and we will see them working very closely together in the next several months to work on ways to, again, increase ethanol in mid-level blends and ultimately propose policy, public policy, especially at the federal level, that will help us continue to expand ethanol's role in our liquid fuel supply.
Now, when the announcement was made, one of the main questions that came up several times is, why do we need another ethanol organization?
This is America, land of the free, and opportunities for us to organize and gather as we see the need to do that. I think we're finding some like-minded individuals that want to especially focus on the federal work that's being done on mid-level and higher-level blends, but accelerate that and move it faster. Obviously, we see continuing in our society more and more groups banding together, more and more interest groups. And so actually for the industry, as the industry gets bigger, I think it's an opportunity for coalitions to be built of groups of producers. In this case, this group of producers is seeing, you know, a vision that they agree on and want to move forward, and that's what we need to do.
Now, the big push in the announcement was in the food versus fuel debate, and really coming out strongly to show that what has happened in the last year regarding food prices is not the result of ethanol. What more can Growth Energy do to get that message out?
Well, I think continue to keep the issue visible in order to get an answer why haven't food prices come down. I think it's a very simple question, because we know that commodity prices like corn are less than half of what they had been. We all know what oil has done in the last 3 months. And the question is, if biofuels were supposedly the main driver of food prices, yet look at how far they've fallen, why haven't food prices fallen? So the question is simple. We'd like to get an answer. Are food prices going to fall? Or was it really a disingenuous statement that was made originally? That's simple, all we need to do, and we'll just keep asking the question until we really see what the answer is.
Is there any way that you think that, I mean, now of course Congress pulled in members of the oil industry this year to ask them that question, why are you making so much money, you know, when our gas prices are so high? Is there any chance that we might see a hearing with the food manufacturers to get them to answer that question?
I believe there is, because I'm sure that there have now been requests made, whether it can happen in yet this session or whether it would be one that waits for the new Congress, that yes, they had hearings like that in the summer when commodity prices were so high. Let's have those hearings now. And so Growth Energy and some of our partners have made that request to Congress already. So we're hopeful that those hearings will be held.
Well, speaking of the new Congress and the new administration, we have a new president coming in. What do you think this is going to mean for ethanol?
Well, certainly Mr. Obama has shown a strong support and interest for biofuels in the past. So with the results of the elections, we're looking forward to the opportunity to work with his administration to determine what are the best policies to bring, again, biofuels, which are playing a big role now and have an opportunity to play even a bigger role, especially look at some of the numbers that show every billion gallons of production capacity means somewhere between 10 and 20,000 domestic jobs. I think clearly that's what's on the mind of U.S. citizens today, our economy, jobs, and our national, our energy and national security. All can be met by continuing to foster good policies for biofuels development, and I think we'll have a receptive ear in talking with the new administration about those.
We saw a challenge to the RFS this year that was denied by EPA. Do you anticipate possibly more challenges like that in the coming year or in the future?
You know, we can't control what certain detractors may want to show, but it's become pretty clear to me that now we are going to have a higher than the past several years, a higher carryout of corn because of the great productivity of the American farmer. So we'll have a higher carryout. We've seen the resulting with prices lower. I believe exports of corn are dropping off. So I would believe that the same type of data and information we provided on the previous waiver request is only going to be stronger for us on any request that might appear in the near future.
What would you really like ethanol producers and corn farmers, for that matter, in this country to know about growth energy?
That it's here to support and advocate for a growing use of ethanol, even over where we are today, a growing use of ethanol in our liquid fuel supply. Obviously, we're very interested in mid-level blends. There are models around the world that have been very comfortable with mid-level blends. Same auto manufacturers are working there as work here in the U.S. We think we have opportunities throughout the whole distribution and usage of biofuels chain that we just need to aggressively pursue, and that's what we're going to do.
All right. Thank you very much. This is Greg Krissick with ICM. I'm Cindy Zimmerman at the NAFB Trade Talk.